Good night, Shabbos. Parshas Vayigash. A few days after Hanukkah, we were days of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We said Hallel. Day in, day out. And we said very powerful words that I want to share with you and really internalize this lesson from the Shvatim. I want to ask you a very, very simple question. We find when Yosef accuses the Shvatim of stealing the goblet, the Shvatim did not try to defend themselves. They came in. We don't find that they even turned to Yosef and said, Binyamin didn't steal it. They literally just throw their hands up and they say, this is what it is. Why don't they try to defend their brother? I want to share with you such a novel idea. Let's go back a parasha. And last week, when there was the opposite, they got something. They didn't return. They went ahead. Remember, this week's parasha, the goblet's missing. Last week's parasha was the opposite. They found their money returned. What happens when they come back to Yosef? They come back and they tell Yosef, here, we found this money. What does Yosef tell them? It says something a little bit bizarre. He says, oh, it must be Hashem returned the money to your bags. Lucky you. Now, I want to ask you a story. You go in and you give a check to a store. 5 minutes later, you find this exact same check in your pocket. And the store tells you, it's nothing to do with me. Hashem must have put it there. What would you say? You would tell the guy, you're lying. You put it here. Yet the Shvatim believed it. They had such strong emuna that when Yosef said, Hashem put it back in your bag, they said, yeah, very possible. Now, if you have such strong emuna when you find money in your bag, that's from Hashem, then a few days later, you find that the goblet's missing. You say, this is also from Hashem. If you're willing to take the bounty and the goods from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to recognize that the challenges are gifts as well and take that as well. We need to be consistent. The brothers, since last week, they accepted the windfall and they said, yes, it's from Hashem. Understood that this week, if the Becher was stolen, that's from Hashem as well. And they said, this is also a gift from above. Everything's Hashkacha Pratis. The good is from Hashkacha Pratis and as well as the other side. Recognize that the challenges are gifts as well. Davra Melech, we said for 8 days straight, Tzara v'yogoyin emtza uvashem Hashem ekra. Tells us the Vilna Gaon a brilliant thing. When you want to say that Tzara, tragedy, and yogoyin and sadness, I found, why do you use the word emtza? What does the word emtza mean? Metzia means a gift. A finding. Tells us David HaMelech, I looked at the gifts as well as the tzaris as the same from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were both emtza, they were both gifts. I recognize the value in the gifts and I recognize the value in the challenges. What a level of emunah of David HaMelech, which is why till today when someone's going through a tzara and they need chizuk to recognize how is this from Hashem? You pick up that Sefer Tehillim, why? Because you the words of David HaMelech, Tzara v'yogan emtza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you. You know, and you want to know what you said in Hallel? Oidcha ki ani sani v'atihidi Yeshua. Let me translate. Oidcha, I thank ki ani sani that you afflict me. And then, v'atihidi Yeshua. It could also mean answered. David HaMelech says, Oidcha Hashem ki anafta bi. Hashem, thank you that you afflicted me. Even Moasu Habainim, the stone that was this, that the builders threw away, Ach, Haisla Rashpina went to the top. So the Melech recognized that all those tsaros and all that tragedy is for our good. This is the lesson of the Shvatim. When the tragedy came their way, they didn't say, okay, well, this we don't understand. They closed their eyes, and Yosef came and said, who stole that? Binyamin! You know what they did? They picked up their hands and they said, this is what it is. We can't pick and choose when we want to be believers. We like Hashkacha Prata stories that end off with a miracle. But it's the exact same Hashkacha Prata stories are when it doesn't end the way you want it. That's also Hashkacha Prata. And that's what the Shvatim taught us. When they accepted last week's parasha, the windfall, and this week's parasha, the theft, that they accepted that they were stolen, it's all the same. I want to share with you a story. There was a tremendous tzaddik whose dream in life was to have the most beautiful pair of tzitzis possible. And he bought himself Turkish wool. He saved up money for years to buy this precious piece of material, so he could make a beautiful garment, a wool garment for tzitzis. He literally had it brought over from Turkey. You can't imagine how many people he had do favors for this. Anyway, the tailor came to cut out the face for the head, and what he didn't realize was he didn't unfold the cloth in the full size, so the tzitzis was half covered. It was folded in half, and then he made the hole for the head. What do you think happened? Well, had he had two heads, it would have been perfect. Now he had two holes and a possible pair of tzitzis. So for a person with one head, that's a problem. And the tailor was devastated. Tailor was mamish devastated. He knew what this Adam Gadol did and how he saved it. Listen to this amazing thing. And he told the tzaddik, I apologize that I made two holes. He said, the tzaddik says, I actually needed both holes. He says, really? He says, one I needed for my head to go through, and the other one I needed to work on my temper. An amazing story. He said, I needed both holes. I needed that test. Here's a man who, instead of saying, what a fool, I should have told him, he did exactly what the Shvatim did. He said, this is my test. I'm not going to lose this test. And he brought it. Mom, so every time I hear that story, I'm like amazed. When it happens, this someone did something. Unfazed. Yosef HaTzadik, the brothers do something to him this week's parasha? Because they'll tell us, look at the psukim. Unfazed. He recognizes from above. Let's internalize David HaMelech from the whole Yantif of Tzara V'Yogin Emtza. When that challenge comes, that's not, oh, this, I don't know how this happened. That's the same kiss from Hashem. That's the second hole you needed. We have two holes in our tzitzis. One is the hole to make us comfortable for that. The other one is to test our patience, to make us bigger. This is the lesson of the Shvatim, who didn't fight and didn't plead with Yosef. He said, you guys stole. They picked up their hands and said, okay, Akadosh Baruch Hu. We mechazik ourselves. This fascinating lesson. When something comes your way, if you have time over Shabbos, read the story of Yosef HaTzadik. He turns to his brothers. He says, I am your brother. Asher mechartem oisi mitzrayim. If you have a minute, look at the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, who goes through every word. I am your brother. You sold. He tells them, not only I have not upset at you now, while you were selling me, I had no issues. Because I knew this was all from Hashem. Read the psukim, HaYosef. Just nothing. He has not a drop of hatred to his brothers, because it's all from above. If we can internalize, if you look at David HaMelech, we just spoke about David HaMelech. David HaMelech gets cursed by someone, Shimi ben Gera, a horrible curse. And his people beg him, kill him. David looks at them and says, him? What is he? This is from Hashem, this curse. He has zero hatred against Shimi, who curses him and embarrasses. He calls him I don't want to tell you, Nimretzis, the Gemara tells us, is a Rashi Davis, of five horrible curses. He called him the worst possible names in front of his own people. And David HaMelech is like, him? Hashem, this whole curse. It's an incredible idea. How David HaMelech lived. If we will recognize that when someone does something, look at Yosef and the Shvatim, nothing, no tainus. You will never be upset at another person in your life. Because you recognize that the Shvatim weren't upset at Yosef. Yosef wasn't upset at the Shvatim. It was just a beautiful, beautiful story. Remember the Yid with the Pir Tzitzis, two holes. One hole is to be comfortable. The other hole is to test us. Let's pass the test. Let's be Zeicha, the Mechazik in our Ahavas Yisrael, and in our Emunah, because those two go together. The more Emunah, the more forgiving you are, and the more Ahavas Yisrael there is. Have a wonderful Shabbos.